Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
This is Bimbo News with your hosts, Allie Siegel, Melissa Steffi.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is a podcast where we'll cover everything from viral news stories to pop culture to things that we watched on TV during the week. We have a Patreon. Our true crime episodes are now only available at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. Sorry, I MK Ultra for a second, but I'm back on track now. It's a great episode. We talk about the haunting of the Myrtle Plantation, but also discuss important things like mosquitoes. If you could create a deal with them where you just offer them a thimble of blood a day.
A deal with the devil.
A deal with the devil. Would you let them exist? Tune in if you're interested in such topics. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and call into our hotlines to be on our mailbag episode. Just one hotline. The number is
626-63-420-69. Nice.
Melissa, who are our patrons this week?
We have Natalie H, Sophia K, Carrie
Bradshaw,
exactly, Tara P, Rex W, and Annie Not Okay.
Annie, are you okay?
That's not okay.
The one cover that almost like beats the original. That alien ant farm, Annie, are you okay? Michael Jackson.
Yep.
And do you remember that video?
Oh my God. The video is just them. It's like a concert outdoors and they're like,
yeah, it's like a block party or something.
Yeah.
That's a good alien ant farm. Anyways, let's get into it. This weekend weird. Boeing is at it again.
When are they not at it?
I sent this text to you because in all seriousness, I am going on a Boeing flight on like the 19th or something. And it's non-refundable because my boyfriend bought it with points or something. And I'm like, why did you get, you need to check if it's Boeing or not first.
Is like, it, can you get a credit though towards another flight?
That's a good point. I'm going to, because I tweeted, I was like, guys, would you fly Boeing right now or no?
I would not.
Yeah. It was a resounding no.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. Someone was like, once they killed that whistleblower, like it was a hard no for me.
And it's every week, multiple incidents a week. This week, it's a panel, an engine cover just ripped off. Just ripped off on a wing flap or whatever. It fell off during takeoff and struck. Oh, wait. It was an engine cowling, whatever that is, fell off during takeoff and struck a wing flap.
It's like.
Oh, so part of the engine cover fell off and got stuck on the wing. Is that what was happening? I don't know, but I could see. Guess. You could see exposed wires and shit. And that can't be safe. Like if a fucking rock or a bird flew in there, they'd all be dead.
I just think of it as this. Like if there is a brand of elevator that every week was malfunctioning, I'd be like, I'm going to take the stairs. Yes. And it's like every week these things are malfunctioning. Like I need to take another brand.
You're going to take the stairs to cross country. They got a moving walkway to go to
Baltimore, Maryland. Do you have an escalator? Because I do not want to.
And your boyfriend's okay with flying on it?
Oh yeah. He's like, it's a deal, babe.
I mean, look,
the prices are cheap.
You know how many flights there are a day? So many.
Right.
And it is a small percentage of airplanes it's happening to. But
I don't want to risk it.
Yeah.
And I'm not even afraid of flying. Like, I don't have a fear of flying. I've never had a fear of flying. But I'm just like, why risk it? I don't want to risk it.
Even I bet if you I could get a credit for the airline, though. If you have to, if it's non-refundable, I think you get credit.
Yeah. I'm interested, guys. Call in and let us know. Yes or no, would you fly Boeing right now?
I guess it depends. Like, if you had to go somewhere and it was the cheapest flight and you didn't have, you couldn't afford a more expensive flight, then I think you don't have an option.
If it's like life or death, no pun intended. But
if you have an option, if it's like leisure, a trip,
there's an option. Yeah.
I would not do it.
I know. I'm about to book a separate flight from my boyfriend and his family and just say, see you there. I'll meet you.
What airline is it? Is it Southwest?
Oh, it might be actually. It might be a double whammy.
Boeing.
Oh,
was a Southwest flight.
Like Spirit Airline Boeing.
Oh.
Anyways, and other bad news. What else is going on?
What else is going on? You sent me this tweet.
Oh, this was crazy.
This was crazy. So this man who apparently left his family, or this woman tweet. Let me find this tweet real quick because it's fascinating.
And it's one of these crazy things where she posted it to the Do You Know This Guy Facebook group, or like Are We Dating the Same Guy Facebook group?
Oh,
and
I
solved it.
I love that. I'm a part of those on Facebook. I mean, I never really go into it. Okay, so this is posted on the 7th, a couple days ago, from Ashley McGuire. She's like, this is my husband, Charles Withers. He loves to be the center of attention, but I'm not sure how much he's going to like this. Last year, when I was pregnant with our youngest baby, he decided being a husband and a dad wasn't the lifestyle he wanted anymore, and he ghosted, like gone without a trace. He has one baby he hasn't seen in over a year, and one he's never met. He moved somewhere out of state, changed his phone number. Divorcing someone who's completely unreachable is really tough and drawn out, so I'm trying to track him down to get his signature on some paperwork. I heard he's going by Charlie now. He's British and charming AF. He's a chef, probably working in the hospitality industry. If you know him, if you're working with him, if you're dating him, get in touch with me. And he was found.
First, he was on Hinge. People found him on Hinge.
Yes. It was one of those Are We Dating the Same Guy?
Yeah.
Guy Facebook groups. And he was on Bumble. He was on Hinge in Dallas, the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And he identifies himself as a British chef. Oh. And people found his address in Texas. And then someone was like, oh, I saw him doing karaoke last night and posted a video of him singing karaoke.
Okay, but then, okay, so I saw the woman, the wife, post on her Facebook being like, I actually don't think that's him singing karaoke, but it does like look like him. But I don't, so don't like harass that guy. Like, good job on your singing, but I don't think that that's actually my husband. But they did like find the guy.
Oh, yeah, she posted an update. I don't think that's him.
Yeah.
You did a great job, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's like, I've gotten more than enough information to locate him. I have hundreds of messages to go through. Single moms are a special breed.
Seriously. I mean, yeah. How scary to, and people were saying like, I read people saying, oh yeah, in that area, there's so many secretly married guys or secret guys with secret families who are pretending to be single. And I'm like, what the fuck? Is that a thing people do now?
What's going on in Dallas, guys? What's going on in Dallas?
Yeah. Call in and let us know what's going on in Dallas, especially if you got there by Boeing airplane.
What's going on in Dallas? Something in the water? Yeah,
there's something in the water in Dallas.
This next story.
Oh, my mom sent me this. My mom was like, you would do something like this. And it
this lady rescued a baby hedgehog that she saw.
Adorable.
Was on the side of the road. So nice. And this was in Knutsford, Cheshire.
Of course, Nuts. That sounds like a fake place.
Well, Knutsford. Yeah. Or is it Knutsford? It's K-N-U-T. We'll call it Knutsford.
Yeah, let's call it Knutsford.
So she brought it to the vet, was like, oh my God, you know, this thing isn't moving. She put it in a cardboard box with a little, some food next to it and brought it to the vet. It was like, I found this baby hedgehog. And they were like, interesting. We've never seen a hedgehog that looks like that. And then they took it back and they came out and they're like, ma'am, this is not a hedgehog. This is a little furry ball from the top of a
hat.
It's
the pom-pom.
It's a pom-pom.
From a beanie.
Also, that doesn't weigh anything.
Right.
There's no... And also, hedgehogs aren't like super soft like that. It's kind of coarse. Their hair is kind of
coarse. Well, she probably hasn't felt a baby... I mean, who among us knows what a baby hedgehog feels like?
I've held one before.
What? Where?
Japan.
That makes sense. Was it like a hedgehog cafe?
It was.
That makes total sense. Was it... Yeah. What was it like?
I mean, looking back, I probably wouldn't have gone because I didn't know anything about, because it's not good for the hedgehogs, just people holding them all day long.
Oh, probably, yeah.
And they're very tiny. You just pick it up, wear gloves, you just hold it in your hand and it kind of just goes in a little circle and just kind of hangs out there, kind of looks at you.
You know, in my head, I'm getting hedgehogs and porcupines mixed up.
Similar. Pointy,
yeah.
Porcupines have quills on them that are like super sharp.
Okay, yeah. Porcupines are funny.
They are crazy looking.
Hedgehogs are cute.
They're so small.
They kind of look like little hamsters that are a little like have gel in their hair.
I can see how that lady would mistake.
Hedgehog. I see. You know what? I see it.
I see it. You know.
I get it. I see you. I feel you.
I get it.
I understand. There's a lot of different. A European hedgehog.
Oh,
looks
so
a little sexier than
the sexy hedgehog.
Well, the desert hedgehog looks like a raccoon. Okay, look at the desert hedgehog.
Let me give
that looks like a mouse, raccoon, porcupine. That shit's crazy.
Oh, yeah. It's got a little pointy face.
Yeah, that's like a little Asher.
Oh,
this is fun.
That's nice.
Welcome to Melissa and Allie's Animal Talk. We Google animals and just say, oh, that's cute.
It's got like pointy ears.
Yeah, it's kind of like a bat.
Oh, weird. Yeah,
interesting.
It's like a bat.
Yeah. Well, listen, I get it. I
get it.
You and I both love nursing animals to health. You like catch feral cats and get them spayed and neutered.
I've only caught two.
That's a lot.
It's hard to get them.
Yeah, but that's a real kindness you're doing to the community and to the cats.
I know. I saved one and then I never saw it again.
Oh.
I'm what would really suck is if like I caught it, got neutered, and then just ran out in the street and got ran over by a car. Like that's because I haven't seen it since.
Yeah. I there was like a week where I tried to save like 3 squirrels in a row because all these squirrels were dying because someone was using poison. Like awful. Rat poison or something. I couldn't save a single one of them. It was so sad.
You try. You can only try. You
can only try. It's a much easier when it's a pom-pom. It's 100% success rate.
100%.
Another 100% success is this new wedding that just went on. Oh, well, I guess actually not that successful because what's going on with this?
Well,
lawsuit?
Okay. So did you ever watch that show, Abby and Brittany? They were conjoined twins.
I didn't watch the show, but I know of it.
They were on TLC when they were like,
of course they were
pretty young.
Yeah.
And one of them got married. I think Ashley or Abby got married in 2021 to a guy named Josh.
Right.
And there's this stuff coming out about the husband, Josh. He's facing a paternity suit from his ex.
Uh-oh.
Because I think they have one kid together. But she's claiming that in 2020, she had another child.
Ooh.
And she says that she needs a paternity test from him.
Interesting.
Yes.
The whole thing, listen.
Fascinating.
Love is love. So fascinating. I'm glad that is it Abby? I'm glad that
Abby and Brittany, yeah, Abby.
Abby has found the love of her life and that they're married.
Yeah.
But
married for 2-3 years now.
But Brittany is not in love with this guy.
No, it's so fascinating how I would love to. I mean, I'm sure they don't want to do another reality show, but I would love to see how their life works just because it's so fascinating.
Right. I truly don't get it.
They're teachers. Also, I was reading about them. One of them controls the right arm and the other controls the left arm, but they have different brains. So, they have to coordinate. And one of them controls the right leg and then the other controls the left leg. I'm like, oh my God. They don't know anybody. This is their whole life.
So, sexually, they're like, when they're having sex, they're having
everything from the waist down is shared.
So they're
have separate stomachs,
right?
Separate hearts.
Wow.
And yeah, it's really.
But I mean, even what you said with the hands and the legs. I mean, if you're giving this guy a hug, like they both have to do it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they both have to like this guy.
Right. Like, I wonder what the consent issue is or what the consent thing is. Cause obviously the wife, I'm sure, consents to having sex with him and stuff like that. But
yeah.
So every time they're intimate, does he have to be like, Brittany, are you on board with it? Like what?
I would assume so.
That's what I'm curious about.
I know. And then is Brittany going to get married? Like, how's that going
to
work?
Because she said she wants to, which is...
I know.
That'd be so interesting.
I know. They seem like very cool and like down to earth.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's amazing, their strength and endurance in a life that cannot be easy or have been easy growing up, especially, but it's just interesting. I want to know about things that are none of my business. You know what I mean?
I know. There was this fake tweet.
Oh,
going
I saw
around.
That.
Did you see that?
Yes.
And I was like, wait, because it was like, I think it was Brittany who was like, let me just clear up some things.
Yeah.
When they're having sex, I listen to a true crime podcast. Yeah. I tune it out. And it was like it could have been believable.
I thought it was real at first.
So I Googled it. I'm like, this isn't, no way.
Yeah.
And it was fake.
Yeah. I just, listen.
Fascinating.
None of my business, but if you want to share, I'll listen. I want to know more.
I mean, they hid this wedding for 3 years, so they clearly don't want to be in the public eye. But
sure.
Good luck to them.
Well, speaking of news that shook the world.
Oh boy.
This New York earthquake.
Oh, yeah.
4.7, was it?
Yeah, there's some videos of people who were like taking, you know, selfie videos or whatever. They're like, is that earthquake? I love watching videos of people who are experiencing earthquakes. It's so funny.
There's a girl. Did you see the one of the girl doing her like what I'm wearing today video?
Yes, I saw
and
that.
And she's like, is my building shaking?
Is that an earthquake? Or is that me?
My outfit. Because they don't, like, that's the thing in New York, earthquakes, right?
No, like, I experienced an earthquake in New York in 2011, I think.
Oh, God.
And I was just, like, sitting outside, and, like, everything kind of shook, and I was like, and it feel, you're like, oh, that must have been, like, a semi-truck driving by or something. Yeah, it does, very rare.
Oh, God, very scary. Rare.
But I saw this very funny article. It said, man was in the middle of his vasectomy when earthquake struck.
Oh, no.
The surgeon kind of stopped for a second and said, that's got to be an earthquake, right?
Oh, no.
It's so funny. It must suck, like, being in surgery.
Yeah.
And, like,
oh, my God.
Especially in California.
Shaking. Oh, I can't even imagine. I was thinking about that. Yeah. I posed the same question yesterday to you guys about the eclipse, about like, can you fly a plane during the eclipse?
Because I saw airplanes.
But we're not in the line of totality or whatever.
We're not. But I would assume that because there are photos from airplanes of the totality.
Oh.
And so.
Oh, right.
I don't know. I would assume like. If the plane knows they're going to go by it, well, wait, if you're in the air.
It says yes. It says they even offer it as a selling point.
Oh, really?
It says, yes, it's safe for planes to fly during a solar eclipse. Some airlines even use the eclipse as a selling point, offering flights along the path of totality.
Oh. Eh? I guess you would have to bring your glasses.
Yeah, what?
How does that work? Is it, do you still get an eclipse if you're 30,000 feet in the air?
Yeah, it says you still need viewing glasses.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they must maybe like have them on board or something, or
yeah,
because my dumb ass would look out the window for sure.
Whoa, what's happening with the sun? Everybody, look at this.
Yeah, what is going on?
Everyone goes
on?
Blind.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't risk it. Wow.
No.
Well, I hope everyone is safe who was getting a vasectomy during the earthquake. Scary stuff. This was a wild story. I think I posted it to my stories.
I posted this to our Instagram.
Okay, yeah. Like someone had tweeted about it being like, this is the craziest sentence in the world.
Yeah.
I lost 125 pounds and decided to get a divorce. Woman who changed her life after she saw Bigfoot is suing California after national park officials say it was just a bear. What?
Huh?
Like, why did I lost 125 pounds and decided to get a divorce? Okay. She changed
life-changing event.
She saw thought she saw Bigfoot, was like, I need to leave my man. I need to get in the best
shape
of my life.
Maybe she was like attracted to it. And she's like, wait.
Do you remember I was reading a Bigfoot erotica on the Patreon in like a bra, and people were like, you don't have to do this, Allie. Like, it's okay. We don't need you. We don't need you to.
You don't have to do this. We still love you.
Yeah.
You
they're know? Like, we don't need to see you like this. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Claudia Ackley is her name. She's 46. And she's heard the court hearing. Oh, this is from 2018. Okay.
Doesn't
so this
matter,
is not a
good.
New. This is just one of those funny headlines you see. I can't imagine she won that lawsuit. It was in Lake Arrowhead, close by.
Makes sense. She sued the Department of Fish and Wildlife. She claimed she saw Bigfoot at the national park, but officials said it was a bear. She says she saw an alpha male Sasquatch looking at her from behind a tree. Okay,
ooh,
sis.
Ooh, hot.
Yeah, San Bernardino.
An alpha male.
Like, okay, you know? Freak. She was on a hike with her two daughters, 14 and 11, near Lake Arrowhead.
Oh, there's a video.
Oh, boy.
Girl, that's a bear.
That's so funny. That's like not even close to being a Bigfoot. It's like a, oh, okay. I see it, maybe. It's like a stand. It's a bear that's standing.
The video is like from 2001. It's so
Yeah,
like
that's
shitty.
Like a razor phone. Yeah, that's... That's not good.
Well, that's a standing bear.
Yeah, she. Oh, she says it was a. She thought it was a small 5 foot Bigfoot. Yet alpha, apparently.
Alpha.
A short
how
king.
Do you know?
She thought it was a short king Bigfoot. But why did that make her want to change? It doesn't say about why.
It doesn't
that
really
made her
say
get her divorce
why.
Or lose weight.
Yeah, like what? What? What about that? I don't.
Oh,
really...
here. Okay, I realize at that point, looking at the creature, that there's so much of life that we don't know. Life is so beautiful, and I'm wasting my years.
Wow.
This is rock bottom. I lost 125 pounds and decided to get a divorce. It motivated me to chase my dreams and live my life.
You know, good for her.
Yeah. It takes what it takes.
Good for her.
You know what? Everything can be a teacher. So I'm glad she found her bliss. But just let it be the lesson. You don't know. You don't got to sue over it. Just
no,
let it be the lesson
yeah.
it gave you.
Yeah.
It's a miracle.
Uh-huh.
Well, what's going on with California fast
California.
Food workers? California. What's going on with California fast food
well,
workers?
Well, I just think this is cool that minimum wage fast food workers get $20 an hour now.
That's great. I actually was just talking about that this morning with my dad about, and I told you and Maria about how a box of cereal was $8 the other day. I bought grape nuts and it was $8 the box of
God.
Grape nuts. And I was like, how are people supposed to survive? It
they
does
don't.
Not make sense. It, well, right.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. Like, it $20 is like, okay,
still
good.
Minimal.
Should be 25. But minimum wage is still $16. It's just fast food is 20.
Oh, interesting. And it's still what? Like, if you work full time, it's what? Like $40,000 a year, $30,000 a year?
Not enough to live comfortably in LA, that's for sure.
Or anywhere at this
or
point.
Anywhere,
you know what I mean?
Really.
It's really crazy. Well, I read that you need to be making like $150,000 baseline to live comfortably in Los Angeles and like pay all your bills. If one of my friends was making $150,000 a year, I'd be like, you're the richest person I've ever met.
I survived off of, I don't know, maybe $20,000, $30,000, like just enough
well,
to pay rent, just enough to eat, not enough to do literally anything. I put gas in my car.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
how
it's,
most people survive. It's not,
yeah,
you're just stressed
crazy.
Out over money.
Yeah. You're just constantly stressed. And yes. watching like what you eat and do. It's really crazy.
Eating ramen noodles. They are delicious though.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane. Anyways, another insane thing, all this Diddy stuff.
Right.
Having a hard time following it. I don't even get like sex trafficking. What was this guy doing?
So his house got raided, I think it was 2 weeks ago at this point, and he hasn't been arrested himself. It was
his
just
son was though, right?
His son, I believe, was arrested for sexual assault.
Interesting.
A woman claimed he sexually assaulted her on a boat or a yacht or something. And then there's a loss or like a lawsuit that's out for Diddy, and it just claims some underage women. I think that's what the main thing is, and because sex trafficking, I guess, or like I don't know. Whatever. It's a lot of stuff and it's confusing. And
we got to like really get into this.
I know. I've tried to read a summary of the lawsuit and there was one crazy thing that happened like very close to where I live at this recording studio where someone got shot there while like Diddy and someone else, some other musician or somebody shot someone. And then they made the person they shot go outside and claim like, oh, claim that you got shot by like a drive-by or something. What? And there's a news article about it that was like, man shot in drive-by outside recording studio. This person's like, no, someone in Diddy's crew or Diddy himself like shot this guy because they got into an argument or something.
Wasn't he in the car when like Tupac
No, but he... there was a weird connection.
Yeah, wasn't there like a weird...
Because he's East Coast, West Coast. So he's East Coast. So there are rumors that he was involved in Tupac's death.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Like he's somehow...
Because Eminem...
Involved maybe, right?
Eminem claimed that he killed Tupac, or he put out a hit to kill Tupac.
Yeah. It's a, what is this? So that Dwayne Davis was arrested on suspicion of the murder of Tupac.
Yeah.
And there's some, where was it? It says something about Diddy.
Yeah.
Or that he knew it was going to happen or something, had some sort of thing in planning it or something like that.
I mean, I wouldn't be at this point, like all the crazy shit that's going on with him.
What do you think J-Lo knew or didn't know? Or do you think he hid everything from J-Lo?
I think, well, they were involved in some sort of shooting.
J-Lo and P. Diddy?
Yeah, there was like some nightclub shooting in like 1999.
Oh, I do vaguely remember this.
It was like, who was it? Sean someone. Some sort of rapper. Yeah. They were like in this Lincoln Navigator and sped away from this club.
Oh boy.
And yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, this is bad news.
But he's not arrested though. But what's funny is like when his house was raided, someone was tracking his private jet and he flew like, was it into the Bahamas or something?
Yeah, but he wasn't even on the jet. Like the jet flew somewhere and then flew right back. And someone was like, oh, he had something hidden there that he needed destroyed or moved or something like that.
Who was the director who lives in his neighborhood who drove by?
Oh, yeah.
It was Ridley Scott. Was it Ridley Scott?
Yeah, it was like Ridley Scott couldn't get home because of all this stuff.
There's a funny photo of him like talking to the cops like, what's going on?
I remember that similarly like when the O.J. Simpson stuff was going on and I went to Brentwood Elementary School and O.J. lived
in
Brentwood like right near my school.
Whoa.
And like so many streets were like warned off and stuff like that. Yeah, I like vividly remember that. I read this morning in more hot
this Tori Spelling thing.
My favorite Tori Spelling thing is when she fell on a hibachi at a Benihana type restaurant on Easter. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember.
Oh my god,
that.
Are you serious?
Tori Spelling hibachi. Burned after falling on hibachi grill.
This Benihana. Is my favorite. Yeah, poor girl. On Easter Sunday, she fell. No.
She has not risen. She has fallen.
Yeah, she fell on a hibachi grill on Easter Sunday on a Benihana and suffered burns. This in 2015. That's my favorite Easter, favorite Easter story. But I guess she and her husband, Dean McDermott, finally split, got a divorce.
I swear they get divorced every year.
I know. I didn't even realize they were still together.
This...
But what is this? A pig? Some sort of pig pet?
This story, okay, so there were rumors that there was a pig sleeping in their bed, and that's why they got divorced, like a pet pig. He claimed that a pig was sleeping in the bed. So Tori Spelling had to set the record straight. She said that they slept in different bedrooms for 3 years by choice, and he gave an interview saying he stopped sleeping in the bed because of that pig.
Interesting.
She said the pig, they did have a pig in their bed. She claimed that the animal only slept with them for one day when it was a baby, and its previous caretakers claimed it needed to be cuddled. And then apparently it peed in the bed.
It happens.
And that's when he's like, I'm out of here. I've had it.
I'm sure he's done worse than pee in the bed.
Yeah.
Did he like constantly cheat on her and like have severe addiction yes. problems and stuff like that? Oh, sometimes an animal pees in the bed. It happens.
My cat peed on my pillow the day after we brought our baby home from the hospital.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Are they better now with the baby?
Yeah, they don't pee. Kitty still pees in the house, but like on the floor. And I put down a little pee pad for her.
Yeah.
Because we put her on Prozac. It didn't work. So at this point, I'm like, okay, well, if you're going to pee in the house, pee right. in a little pee pad. And she does. So we kind of figured it out.
Yeah. That's what I do with my dogs too. Yeah. I'm like, listen, if you're not going to be fully potty trained, no matter what I do, then like, here's a little Here. Spot for you.
This is your pee corner.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, well, we talked about this too, this other celeb, JoJo Siwa, who somehow I don't know anything about, but has become my new worst enemy in the past week. I think
Ever watch Dance Moms?
Yeah, but I never watched it when she was on it.
I didn't either. I watched like the early, like Maddie.
Yeah, I watched like Maddie times.
Yeah, like
I don't
over
even know if she was ever actually even on the show.
I think she was.
I know she went to Abby Lee Dance Company.
I think that's how she got famous because she was then a YouTube star.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't remember ever seeing her on the show.
She's got brain cells missing. There has never been an egomaniac as big as JoJo Siwa. The shit she's saying is crazy.
Yeah. Where's that video clip
of her about where she's like inventing the new kind of music?
Yes, yes, yes.
Someone tweeted this morning being like, how is JoJo Siwa not a John Early character? And I'm like,
oh,
that is
my
so
God.
True. That is exactly. She's like not even. She's not
it.
Real. She's.
I know.
She's such a parody. It's crazy.
So here's this interview that she did because she's now a like a singer. She has like a new single that.
Right.
Came out. She's being interviewed.
Has made this dramatic of a change yet. No one has made in my generation this extreme of a switch. And I am the first in the generation. It is very scary, but someone's got to do it. No.
Okay.
Insane. So she goes,
Miley Cyrus was a child star and became like a serious musician.
But also, that's not even, she's talking, she's been a singer for a while. She's talking about doing like kids bubblegum pop to whatever edgy stuff she thinks she's doing now, which is also just stupid pop. Like,
Ariana Grande was a Disney star. Like, a lot of kids were Disney stars and they're doing like edgy stuff now.
Just came out of my eye. Ew. <don't know. laughs>
It's a cotton ball.
Everyone on the Patreon could see. I literally just hit my eye. And like,
so there was something in there. I don't know what it was.
Wow. There's another video of her being like, I told my agents, like, I'm going to create a new style of music. And they're like, what is it? And she goes, gay pop. And I'm like, you think you're the first gay pop star?
Tegan and Sarah would like to have a word with you.
Are you serious? Anyone would like to gay have a word pop. With you. It's so crazy.
There's so many gay musicians, also, gay pop stars.
Pop in general is gay. Like, she is what happens when you don't tell someone they're stupid. Like,
she's been a child star her whole life. She made millions from YouTube. And
crazy.
Yeah, it's when you don't have anyone
telling you no. Yeah, like this girl never went to school probably and like got a bad grade or was never like bullied or anything. Like I don't know. She's just such an egomaniac. It's so silly.
And so our friend Jessie, Jessie's like pretty big. She has like 100,000 followers on TikTok. Like she's hilarious on TikTok.
Yeah.
She's a musician. And she put out this TikTok video, like, predicting what JoJo Siwa's first single is going to be. And she writes music a lot. And so she put this out. It's very funny.
Bad girl, bad girl. I stay up late. I kiss girls on the first date. I'm all grown up. Yeah, so what? I don't give up what you say. Cause I'm a bad girl, bad girl.
So that's Jessie's prediction.
Yeah.
Just like your basic. And then here's JoJo's single.
I was a bad girl. I did some bad things. I swear I did it all for fun. And it
was
never
crazy.
That's
so funny.
It
it's so embarrassing.
I'm a bad girl. It's so funny.
That's so funny. She is, I know she's just like a kid, but she really riles me up.
She's like, how old is she now, right? She's 50.
I actually have no idea how old she is. She's 20. She really riles me up.
Yeah. I remember seeing her on the Kardashians, like,
yeah,
one episode of the Kardashians, like 5 or 6 years ago, when Kim's daughter was obsessed with her and she took her to go meet JoJo.
And it's all rainbow. Wasn't her house all like rainbow and crazy?
Yes, and she had this room that was full of all her products.
Yes.
Like dolls and stuff and like every sort of product. I was like, oh my God. And it's like
crazy
rainbow colored, like. Yeah. Crazy rainbows. It was.
Oh, what's even so funny. Okay, so I saw a video, interview with her. So in her new video, she's dressed very clearly like the band Kiss. Like she's in like black makeup and like a black studded thing. And she has like a star over her eye and like whatever. And the woman is like, the interviewer is like, you know, I love this look. It's very like Gene Simmons, you know, meets like Under the Sea or something like that. And JoJo literally is like, I don't know who Gene Simmons is, but I love like the Under the Sea kind of idea. And I'm you don't know who Kiss or Gene Simmons is. You're blatantly ripping
taking
off
their
look and taking off the whole theme of your video is you're dressed like a member of Kiss and you have no idea who they are. Like, it was so crazy. She's just a dunce. I really don't like her.
No,
don't get me started.
Oh, no.
Anyways,
Anyways, also her ponytail, like, I get ahead, like her and Ariana Grande with their ponytails, like they're super tight ponytails.
I don't think she has her ponytail anymore.
I think she got rid of it, but like that's all, that was her style. It was just a high, super
with
tight
that
ponytail.
Huge bow.
Yeah. And I was like, how do they not have headaches all the time?
Well, she's new bad girl.
Yeah. She's a bad girl. I don't get headaches.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
This is funny. Melissa, how do you say her last name?
Oh, Melissa Gorga of Real Housewives of New Jersey.
She thought the earthquake was a ghost.
Yeah.
And called 911.
As you should. What was she hoping 911 would do about a ghost is my question.
I don't know. Should I was downstairs in my gym working out all by myself, alone. Nobody's here today. It's me and my dog. And then it sounded like my house was being invaded. It was like shaking. The floor was shaking. How does that? What? How someone comes in your house, does that make your house shake?
Yeah. Also,
she thought it was a stampede.
That's crazy.
She's like, I have weights in my hands. I was like, what is happening? So like my roof was shaking. The floor was shaking. She thought it was a stampede of people. So she got a notification that her front door was wide open. So I don't know how that was. And she's freaking out. And she's like, I've never experienced a ghost. Maybe it was a ghost. And she called. She was ready to call 911.
Get the earthquake alert. Like, girl, you're online. Go on Twitter. You'll see 400 earthquake tweets.
Yeah.
You did not put it together.
That's very
funny.
What
a dum-dum. This is interesting. The Sasha Baron Cohen and Isla Fisher divorce is kind of tied into this this Rebel Wilson memoir, in my opinion, maybe.
I agree.
Yeah.
And the internet also agrees. So Sasha Baron Cohen, known as
Borat,
Ali G. Bruno, my wife, Ali G, my wife, and Isla Fisher have gotten divorced. They put out a statement, which was a weird tennis reference. It was like, after a long tennis match lasting over 20 years, we're finally putting our rackets down. In 2023, we jointly filed to end our marriage. Yada, yada, yada. I know they're married for 20 years.
Yeah, I think they met when they were like real young.
This news of their split comes after Rebel Wilson has a memoir coming out.
Yeah.
And one thing she said was that she referred to Sasha Baron Cohen as a massive asshole in her upcoming memoir. And
apparently, I think he tried to get the memoir blocked from being published and get the stuff removed about him. I'm not exactly entirely sure. Maybe you know in the article, but stuff, apparently he was like degraded. There was some sort of sexual thing. Not that he had sex with her, but he was sexually inappropriate in public work settings with her.
Yeah. She, let's see, Sasha Baron Cohen allegations. She said Sasha Baron Cohen was the asshole who tried to block her publishing her memoir.
Yeah.
They worked together in the Brothers Grimsby in 2016.
Surprising. I haven't seen that.
I don't know. She said she was bullied. She said she didn't, there's no direct allegation, but some of the things that happened on set were not good. It doesn't say exactly what happened on set. I'm sure it's probably in the book.
In the book.
Yeah, but something happened. She called him a massive asshole, so something happened to her.
I can't remember.
Accused him
where.
Of sexual harassment.
Yeah, it was something with sexual harassment.
Yeah.
I can't remember the logistics of it.
It doesn't say what.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe something real bad's going to come out, or other people are going to start coming out and they're doing a preventative divorce thing. I don't know. So stay tuned for that.
Also, she talks about this guy who took her virginity in the book.
Oh.
She was 35.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a lesbian now.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, she has a girlfriend.
Oh,
yeah. I don't want to say now. Like, I mean, she, I guess she's
right.
But I don't know if she was aware or was acting on her interest. But she, I heard her a little bit on Armchair Expert, and she talked about how she was so shy growing up.
Oh, yeah.
That her parents made her take like acting classes because she had like no friends. And I guess she found her dad's copy of How to Win Friends and Influence People or something. And she read that in like fifth or sixth grade because she was like, I am a loser. I like cannot talk to anyone. Like I'm afraid to even raise my hand in class. And she found that book and started reading it to try to become more like outspoken. I guess it really helped her. Yeah. But yeah, she said she kissed more people in movies than she has in real life.
Yeah, her virginity, let's see, she was 35. It was with actor Mickey Gooch Jr.
She got gooched.
While filming How to Be Single in 2016.
Oh my God, that was like recently.
Yeah, she was 35. She's 44 now. Remember like she sued that magazine or whatever for outing her real age or something?
No, really?
Yeah, she like won a huge lawsuit because they published like her real age or said that she was lying about so many things and like it caused her to lose a lot of jobs. Remember, she was like huge.
Yeah.
Back then, like she kind of didn't really, she hasn't really been in too many things.
Yeah.
And it was because of that article. It said she was like lying about all this stuff and she sued and she won.
Oh, wow. Well, good for her.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll read it. I'll probably read it when it comes out. Why not?
Yeah, we'll read it. We'll get back to it.
Why not?
She got gooched.
You got gooched.
You got gooched. True Crime Corner. I haven't heard about this first thing.
This is a scary article headline. It says, Pennsylvania man in scream mask killed neighbor with chainsaw, then went home to watch a movie.
That ain't right.
This is on NBC News. So this man attacked and killed his neighbor a few weeks ago using a knife and chainsaw while wearing a scream mask. He then returned home and watched a movie until the police came. His name is Zach Moyer. He's 30, surrendered after the attack and was taken into custody. And he said he killed a guy named Edward Whitehead, 59, had been struck in the head with the weapons by a man who's wearing a mask. He was taken to the hospital. He died from his injuries. And yeah, there's a security video of it.
Oof.
His sister said that he told her that he wanted to kill his neighbor. And he did.
God, that's a scream mask, no less. That's terrifying.
That's scary.
Yeah, no thank you.
No thank you. Other true crime news.
Yeah.
I need to know. I hope more comes out about this because this is
crazy.
Fascinating. So in one of LA's largest cash heists ever, burglars steal $30 million from a vault.
Wild.
Without being detected.
This is the second biggest Easter story since Tori Spelling falling on a hibachi.
Yeah. So there on Easter Sunday, these burglars stole $30 million from a San Fernando Valley money storage facility.
That's a thing? What?
That's what I want to know.
Is that a bank? What is a money storage facility?
I know. I was like, you mean a bank?
A bank?
But I guess it's just there's buildings where there's $30 million in there, I guess. So the thieves are able to breach the building as well as the safe, and it's the largest in LA history when it comes to cash.
Crazy.
So they broke through the roof of the Garda World building on Roxford Street, but it's unclear how they avoided the alarm system. Inside job.
Yeah.
Inside job. They did not discover this theft until they opened the vault the next morning. And there was a video from a helicopter showed a large cut on the side of the building covered by a piece of plywood.
That's crazy.
So they cut the fucking building open.
That's some Ocean's 11 shit.
It's crazy. So there was at least one alarm was triggered, but it was not connected to local law enforcement.
So it was someone on the police force, I bet you.
Right, because they're like only a few individuals would have known about the huge sums of cash being kept in the safe.
A cop.
And it was an experienced crew. It was elaborate.
Interesting.
So, and they don't know who did it. They don't know.
I do. I do. It was the cops.
Oh, is the security guards.
Wow. Crazy.
I know. I wonder.
Wow.
I need more info.
I need more info, too. Last true crime story. I haven't read about this. What's going on here?
Well, a Texas mother and daughter were busted for a nationwide illegal butt injection operation.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
I know, right? So they, Consuelo Delbo, 56, and Isabella Delbo, 18. Do you see the picture of them?
Just saw it.
They've been injecting their faces with God knows what.
Also, the Isabella has those eyelashes that I don't understand. The fake eyelashes.
Like the ones that like are so long and they curl up. Really?
Like, yeah. Ugh. Like you see them in Instagram memes where like the girl's eyes are all red and
how
like
can
crusty.
You see out of those? Yeah,
it's kind of like what I pulled out of my eye a few minutes ago.
That's what you had in your eye.
Yeah.
So the two, they were busted in a sting operation. They thought they were meeting with a client who had charged $6,000 for the procedure.
Oh God.
Yeah. They were planning to inject this undercover cop with unlabeled brown liquid. Gross. So the officers, they offered the officer a Xanax for the procedure.
Oh boy. I wonder what the liquid was.
Well, they allegedly claimed they were not even sure what was in the bottles. What do you mean you're not sure? You just bought some like filler on Amazon or something?
Oh, ugh. My God.
Oh, it's crazy that you'll like, I mean, I guess if people want filler so badly and they don't want to pay for it, what brown liquid, what is it? Remember they were putting
like cement, like rubber cement.
Yeah. Rubber cement and started like eating that person's body from the inside.
Yeah. Oh boy, God. That's scary. And you have to sit on it. Like that's gonna be so painful.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, don't do it, guys. And also fads change all the time. Like 1 minute it's
right.
popular to look one way. The next year it's popular to look a whole other way. It's just mm-hmm. like don't fuck
you
around.
You don't know
with
how
it.
Long big butts are gonna be popular.
Yeah, just
you don't know.
Oh God. Like yeah. Unless like it's I mean, no, do what you want with your body, but just, you know, don't do it with some sort of random brown liquid.
Just know what you're injecting in your body.
Know what you're injecting. You pay what you get for.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You pay what you get for.
You pay what you get for. As they say.
What you get for.
In television. I've been watching this show Dark.
Oh, yeah.
It's a German show.
I've heard of this.
It's really, really good. There's three seasons. It's kind of Stranger Things-esque. Like some children go missing in a small town and they try to figure out what's happening to them. And it leads to a bigger mystery involving like time travel and things like that. So if you're into it, watch that. Three seasons. It's complicated. I will say it is complicated. I'm going to have to give it like probably another run at some point.
Yeah, just in case you missed something.
Definitely missed a few things. so I watched it dubbed and with subtitles. Everyone's telling me to just watch subtitles and not do it dubbed because they say it like loses its how good it is. But if you've watched it, let me know. I'm just curious.
I've watched some shows dubbed and I don't really mind it.
Yeah, I feel like I needed it because I can't focus just on the. Yeah. I needed to have it both on, especially recently. But yeah, if you watch that, let me know what you thought of it too. And then this was a while ago now, or at least it seems. But the Bachelor finale, our boy Joey, right. I can't even remember what her name is, chose New Orleans.
New Orleans, yeah, and the Daisy, the Christmas tree farm girl,
yeah,
came to her little bungalow before he had to choose to, and was like, she got a vibe. She's like, he's not picking me. I can tell.
Yeah,
it's weird.
She's like, it's you.
Yeah, she went to the other girl's place and was like, it's you. It's for sure you. Yeah. And they ended up going to the final thing together in the same car, which has never happened. Like, they had the camera was on what's her face with the curly hair. And then they zoomed out and they showed Daisy sitting next to her. And I was like, shit.
Yeah.
What a twist.
It was really cute. Daisy, like, is the most emotionally mature person on earth, I feel like. She really has her shit together. I don't think she and Joey are a right fit for each other romantically. So, you know, I think it's good.
And apparently she turned down being the Bachelorette.
Yeah. And so did Maria, I guess. I guess they both turned it down.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm not. Who is it? Who's the
Jen?
Yeah, I think it's Jen. She's gorgeous, but yeah. I'm not. Her personality's a little bit of a dud, right? She's just kind of boring.
I know. It was kind of a weird, like, definitely the third choice, but she's the first Asian woman.
Which is awesome.
Bachelorette,
which
is great.
Yeah. I just Hopefully wish they'd choose someone who was like a little.
Sassier.
Yeah, but she's like, look, she's the most stunning person on I've ever seen. Like, it's she looks fake, like, looking at her.
Yeah. I'll watch
Movies.
I watched The Batman.
Was it your first time seeing The Batman?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I had never seen it, and I was always like, I'm not gonna like Batman, and Martin's like, it's like Robert Pattinson, it's dark as hell. It's got that Nirvana cover. Yeah. Something in the way. Really. And I watched it. I thought it was great.
It's great. I love Paul Dano. Like, I will watch anything he's in. I think he's such a, he's like one of the best actors of our generation.
He's great.
It took me a little bit to get over Robert Pattinson's like emo Batman.
It was intense.
Yeah. I just think it's because it's kind of like, what if Batman was actually real? Is how I feel like it was.
Yeah, like, Martin's like, it's the least Batman-y Batman.
Yeah, it's like indie Batman. Like, it's like if Batman was your neighbor or something, and like you live in the real world and Batman's actually a thing.
Yeah.
You know? Which I think is an interesting take on it. It's just, I have to rewatch it.
You know, they're doing a TV show spinoff of the Penguin, Colin Firth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it looks good. There's a trailer out for it, and
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. I didn't recognize him as the Penguin. He looks.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
No, it's Colin Farrell, not Colin.
Who did I say? Colin. Yeah, Colin Firth. Farrell. Colin Firth.
I was like, Mr. Darcy was not the Penguin.
Colin Firth. As a fucking Penguin.
I was like, wait a second.
You know, Colin Firth from Love Actually. I know. It sounded, I was like, Firth. That doesn't
sound right. You have bewitched me body and soul.
Bridget Jones's Diary. Penguin. Yeah, Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell.
Lord.
That's funny. Yeah, I'll watch that. I love those kinds of movies. I did watch on the airplane to Cabo. I tried to watch The Marvels. And
I think Martin saw that. I mean, he watches them all. I didn't
actually
see
it,
but
it off. And yeah. I liked the Disney Plus Miss Marvel. Like, I watched it. I liked it. It was a little grating a little bit, but I liked it. Yeah. Thought it was cute and well done. I just like.
I heard.
They are really not giving.
They need
the Marvel character a chance. Like, they, I don't.
It's they're doing quantity over quality, and it's not working for them. Put out one good movie a year,
right?
One. You don't need to put out 20 fucking movies a year, and they're all bad.
Yeah, I'm like, there's three Miss Marvels. I don't even know who one of them is, or what she does, or where she like. It just came out of no. I don't know. I really.
It's getting it. Those movies are they're all so bad now.
Yeah,
it's
it was
weird.
Really bad. You know, it's bad when you can't even watch a movie on an airplane,
right? Because because you're so bored. You're like, I'll watch literally anything.
Yeah. And it was like a 2-hour flight, and it was like the perfect, and it's a short movie. It literally was like 120 minutes or something. Like it's a, for a super
Marvel.
Movie.
Yeah. For super.
Yeah. It's like a
short
movie. And I was like, okay, I can't even get through it.
Wow.
Anything
I watched
else?
Scoop. It's on Netflix. It's about the Prince Andrew interview.
Oh, that's with Gillian Anderson, right?
Yes, it's good.
I haven't watched it. Is it good?
It's good because you've seen the Prince Andrew interview.
Yeah, where he's sweating buckets, right?
Well, no, he's not sweating because he claims that that after he was in the military or something, he had PTSD and he couldn't sweat for a few years. Because the one of the accusers was like, he was in the club, he was sweating all over me. He's like, couldn't have been me. I can't sweat. And you're like, what are you talking about?
And then
after that interview, he was like stripped of his title because it was such a bad interview.
Right, because it was about the Epstein stuff.
Yes. And it was crazy that he even sat down to do the interview. Like, it's about how they got the story. And they were all like, okay, Prince Andrew's going to do an interview and we can ask him whatever. Okay.
Oh my God, I have to watch that. That sounds so good. I knew sweating had something to do with it.
Yeah.
I was like,
he's like,
sweat,
oh yeah,
right?
I couldn't have been there 15 years ago because that specific day I was at a pizza place with my daughter. And they're like, oh, you remember that detail about? He's like, yes. I remember that detail. Yeah, but it's good. And then I watched Arrival again.
Oh, because Maria and I have been talking about how we could time travel.
Oh, interesting. I watched it on Easter Sunday.
Oh,
because Martin's like, you want to rewatch it? And
he's like, you know who else could
it
work
is
time? Jesus.
I don't remember watching it. I don't remember being so sad watching it the first time.
Oh,
I forgot that it's about a
like
woman,
her dad and stuff, right?
Her daughter has like this terminal illness. And I'm like, oh, this is sad. It's so good.
Interesting.
It's so good.
I haven't seen it in forever. Is that the one with there's like a bookcase?
Bookcase is Interstellar.
Interstellar. Always fucking get Interstellar and Arrival mixed up. Oh,
yeah.
Fuck. I got to watch both of those in one day.
I know. I
got to
watch Interstellar again.
Fuck. I get Interstellar and Arrival mixed up.
And then I watched What Lies Beneath.
A lot of old bangers you've been.
90s
that's fun to do, though.
Thriller. It wasn't that good.
Yeah.
It wasn't that good.
It doesn't hold up. I've watched it recently too. It does not. It does not really hold up. Yeah. Yeah. I watched Alex Edelman's HBO special.
Oh, how was
that? And it was really good. It was really, really great. If you're looking for a comedy special to watch, I can't remember what it was called. Just for Us. It's about he's Jewish and it's about him going to a like hangout for white nationalists and like what happened there. And it's just like it's just really interesting and funny. He's a great comic.
Okay.
Books. What did you read?
I read this really good book called Everyone in This Room Will Someday Be Dead.
True.
It's true. It's about this woman who she's like in her 20s. She like accidentally stumbles into this job at a church and she's a lesbian and she has to pretend that she's not gay. And then she's taking over the position from someone who died, this old lady who died, but like nobody knows how she died. It's kind of a mystery. So she's trying to figure out how this lady died, and that's she's fun. Like depressed as well. And it's very good. Highly well, recommend.
If you know how to read, guys.
If you know how to read, pick it up.
Pick it up or listen to it. Did you audiobook it?
I audiobooked it. I've been doing a lot of audiobooks lately because it's so much easier.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you for your patience as I go through kind of some medical adjustments, which I know you guys are huge fans of. So it's made podcasting a little bit intermittent, but by the next few weeks, everything should be back on track again. All right. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks.
Bye. Bimbo News. Bimbo News. Bimbo News. Bimbo News. All the news you can handle. Bimbo News. So tune in to this channel. Bimbo News. Everything you want to know. Bimbo News. About recent news and TV shows. Bimbo News. Powered by Acast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.